Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We're hearing a lot about depth with the Cavaliers and deep roster and everything else. I'm gonna disagree with that. I don't think this team is nearly as deep as it gets credit for being, and I think we saw that in the playoffs. I know guys were dinged up, but you traded some of that depth, and now you have 2 second-round picks. Maybe they get lucky. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan's in for Andy today.
They got a lot of guys who could do one thing really well,
which doesn't really lend itself to great success in the playoffs. I mean, we saw the rotation, and a lot of it was necessary because, you know, of the injuries. I'm just going to argue with the depth aspect of it. They were very deep in the regular season. Then they made the trade, brought in DeAndre Hunter, and that's a fine trade. You know, you gave up two guys I think that played very well for them. George Niang, who's now in Boston, he got traded, and Caris LeVert, who's a free agent. And both of those guys I thought were terrific for the Cavs. DeAndre Hunter I thought was terrific and served a better need. And so I get that, but I honestly think they need to add some depth to this team because, I don't think it's as deep as everybody thinks it is. And if you can do that in the second round, great. But I think you need to target a specific type of player in the second round if you're the Cavaliers. Now, if you're going to try and package and move up in the second round, or maybe, well, we have a couple of thoughts on this. Dan, I'll give yours first.
The number one thing, if I am the Cleveland Cavaliers in the second round, I am looking for someone who is a senior or a super senior because I need somebody who is going to come in.
Hey, explain super senior. COVID year senior.
Yeah, you know.
Five years.
Bluto Blutarski.
You played 5 years.
Yeah, Bluto Blutarski.
Or more.
7 years of college. That's what we're looking for. 6 years of college, 5 years of college. Somebody who is on the older side. So then that way they could show up and make an impact. Now, those guys are not going to have high ceilings, but they're going to have high floors. And you're going to know exactly what they can do to come in and help you. So if you go after a big guy like the big guy from Michigan who's from Russia.
Yeah.
He's a perfect example. He's 24. He's 7 feet tall. He
does some things pretty well.
Does some things pretty well.
And I've seen him going in mocks to the Cavaliers.
I don't know how much development there truly is for him that's left. He's, I wouldn't say a finished product because everybody is always changing, evolving. He could possibly make a leap and be better than we think. But you could see a high floor for that guy and exactly what he brings to the table.
There are guys like that who are out there and available for this. I've mentioned the name a couple of times, and this guy I think is intriguing. Eric Dixon, who is from Villanova, 6'8", was the leading scorer in the country, I believe, 23 points a game, and got better every year at Villanova. His freshman year, he averaged 3 points a game, and he just kept going up and up and up, and he's 23 points a game last year. He's been at Villanova. He's an older kid. He's big. He's 6'8", and he was quite heavy when he started. He's about 280 now. Well, the Cavs don't have anybody like that. They don't have anybody built like that.
Great catch-and-shoot jumper, too.
Interesting guy to put in. A guy can score, and that's the kind of guy you can look at. I'll throw some names at you. These are guys that teams get lucky with in the second round. You already mentioned Jokic, foreign guy. Ginobili, foreign guy. Mark Gasol, foreign guy, although he went to high school in Memphis because Mark was playing for the Memphis Grizzlies at the time. So they were pretty familiar with him. And I'm not going to go too far back because expansion has diluted the draft. So if you fall to the second round now, you know, good luck to you. But recently, Jalen Brunson was a second round pick.
That's a lot of talent.
I mean, think about it. Jalen Brunson was a second round pick. Gilbert Arenas was a second round pick. You want Cavs? Kyle Korver was a second-round pick. And obviously, he was deep into his career when he ended up here. But you can find guys who had success in college and can come here and play. Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton could flat out shoot. He went to Detroit. He was tough. And so you can find guys. Monte Ellis, who is with Golden State, really an outstanding player. So maybe the Cavs can get lucky tonight and find a guy in the second round. Maybe they package their two picks and move up in the second round. Maybe.
Jameer Watkins is another one of those guys from Florida State. Now, he's only 6'5", which I know is against your typical thought, but a 6'11 wingspan makes me interested because at least it means you're long and at least it means you're built.
Yeah.
So he can also fill it up and shoot and score with, you know, real well. And you saw it with those Florida State teams that did well in the tournament.
Cavaliers drafted Carlos Boozer. Second round, Carlos turned into a great NBA player. Mark Price was a second round pick. Cavs traded for him. I mean, there are guys that are out there. Malcolm Brogdon was at Virginia. And so the Cavs can find somebody in the second round because somebody drafted in the second round tonight is going to end up being a player. Ken's in Brooklyn. Ken.
What's up, Ken?
Good morning, guys. Look, by the way.
Your guy from Creighton's still on the board.
That's right. And Joker was a second round pick, too.
Yep, we've mentioned him.
Okay. Yeah. I want that guy. And a couple of the guys that you mentioned, Jeff, I think are probably going to be undrafted free agents, to be honest with you. But Ryan Kalkbrenner is a player that I've been screaming about for 3 months because I knew where the Cavs were drafting, that I thought would be there. He was projected as a second, late first, possibly second, early second. This kid can play, and he's exactly the kind of guy that you're talking about, Jeff. And the problem I'm having here is I thought they would move up into the first to get him. What I'm concerned about now is playing with Mr. Niang.
In Boston?
Because, yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about right now. You'd probably have to go to Charlotte. And I thought maybe the best opportunity would have been when I was really surprised that Brooklyn made those five picks, to be honest with you.
I was, too.
Need another point guard, Ken?
Pardon me?
Do they need another point guard? I don't know if they have enough.
They have too many.
No, I think we're fine there. I actually think Greg Porter can play fine. You got Ty there playing point guard. Listen, here's the thing. I just got off the phone with a friend of mine. And, you know, I've loved what Tristan has done here and everything else. But I don't need a cheerleader and a towel waver on the sideline and a guy that plays garbage time. I need a guy that'll play. And this is a guy that can play. Please, Mike and Kobe, go find a way to get this kid, please.
Ken, I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow, whether he comes to Cleveland or not. I can't wait. So make sure you call tomorrow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
7 feet tall.
What do you do? Feet. What do you do approach wise tonight? See, you and I, when we were chatting before the show, we didn't even have to. We just looked at each other and we both said, 4 or 5 year college guys.
Yep.
Go get a guy who can play, can come in and help you. We were exactly on the same page. However, there are kids playing overseas. And you often think stash, but I don't think this team is in a stash mode. I think they need to go get a guy who can actually come in and help them because of the financial ramifications of being a second apron team. And there aren't right now, what are there, two teams that are second apron teams? Cavs are one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're more financially strapped, don't have the cash standpoint, but don't have the ability to do stuff because of the second apron than everybody else in the NBA. That's why I think you need to go find some young guys who might be able to help you.
Agreed.
And pay attention to guys who don't get drafted, and they will. And pay attention to maybe a G League guy or two who you think is NBA ready to go and you can pick up and bring in here. Because I think you're going to have to do that, Dan.
I was listening to a podcast with Mark Cuban. It was really interesting hearing him talk about the new rules and the new apron and the evolution that's taking place inside of these buildings, because they're realizing that now internal development with the second apron is going to be such a key. And that's going to be where they're going to need to invest a whole lot of their money, is internal development and starting to treat the second round as maybe a little bit less of a dice roll, knowing that you're going to need those guys to develop them and make them better. And so the Cavs have kind of, I know you're going to push back on about eight different guys when I say this, the Cavs have done an okay job with developing guys, and they've made guys better, and they have, you're going to have to rely on this. And you're building this big old facility, and so you clearly want some kind of development.
That's really true. And you moved your G League team to Cleveland.
Yeah.
They'll be in the same facility. You should be developing these guys.
Right. And I think that's the way they're going to look at this. So I wonder if we maybe get one senior / super senior, and that second pick then turns into the draft and stash. You know, of the kid from Niang, who's in Italy, who I saw mock to them, who I know nothing about besides the fact that his last name is Niang and that he's in Italy. And maybe it'll be something like that, where they'll start stashing those guys. Though I'm always skeptical of that.
Go get Mylon MacVan. Oh, wait a minute. They did that already.
I would love to see a list of draft and stash guys who've popped.
It's happened.
Yeah, I know it. Oh, it's definitely happened. Ginobili was one of them. I think he was a draft and stash guy.
Jetty Osman.
Right. I just would love to see a list of, like, okay, here are the guys who you've drafted and stashed overseas.
Yeah.
Who have made their way into the league and made an impact. Because you hear that all the time, and then they just kind of basically wander into the abyss and hope that they come back out a few years later, and all of us really don't have much of a recollection of guys who've come out of the abyss.
I'll make the argument that they've not done a real good job of developing guys. You know, Darius Garland came in. I think Darius was really skillful, and you saw point guard skills already. Remember, his dad played in the NBA. That guy had great coaching from the time he could pick up a basketball. His dad, Winston Garland, was a good player. Isaac Okoro is not really developed. And he was the fifth overall pick in the draft. That didn't work. People are screaming for Amani Bates. Well, Amani hasn't developed yet. Will he develop? I don't know. Luke Travers is on this team. Can they develop Luke Travers? I don't know. Jalen Tyson better get developed.
Yes.
That's a must. I think he's essential to their depth for next season. And I like his size. I like his game. I like Jalen Tyson. I think he could be a really key part of what they want to do next year. But they better make sure he's ready to go. Again, even in a scrimmage in the last game of the year against Indiana, you got to be pretty good to put up 31 points.
Right.
And he did.
But for those guys, too, there's a Sam Merrill who came in and really made an impact. There's a Dean Wade who they developed and made an impact.
But I'm not going to say they developed Sam Merrill.
Why not?
Because the Cavs were his third NBA team, and he was 26 when he got here.
Well, there clearly had to have been some kind of, no pun intended, development that took place there that took him from being a guy who was cut two different times to a guy who is a part of a rotation and played in the playoffs.
Either that or he was in the right spot at the right time. A lot of that happens.
Of course.
Sam Merrill, and we'll see if he's back. They need to do some work tonight and get somebody who they can put in the rotation.
I mean, Ty Jerome exploded too.
Yeah.
You got to give him some credit for that.
Well, that's true. I'll give you some credit for that.
So that's what it's going to have to be, is maybe you get a super senior.
And Kenny Atkinson has talked to, and one of the reasons that he was here, he's talked about development, and he's a good developmental coach. And so hopefully that happens. And so keep your fingers crossed that the Cavs get some interesting guys tonight, or even one interesting guy, if you want to package both and move up. Or one other option, Dan. Trade second-round picks for players in the league. Don't be stunned if you see that. Only issue is, with their financial ramifications, is that even a possibility?
If you need a point guard, call the Nets. If you need a center, call the Suns.
Well, I wonder if it's even possible.
If you want an unprotected first, call Joe Dumars.
We'll see. We'll be talking all about the second round and what the Cavaliers did in the second round, because they will be doing something tonight. They'll either be drafting two guys, not drafting anybody, which means they've made trades. We'll see. We'll get into that tomorrow. Browns made a move today that might make you think, what's that all about? Oboe is no longer here. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps. Daryl Ryder at 11:20 talking stadium with us. Slade Ciccone, Guardians right-hander, coming up at noon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.